Hall of Famer Stan Musial has joined us here on Sports Byline USA. As you were writing down all the stats that you had, was there anything that surprised you about what you accomplished? Because I'm sure as you went along with that 22-year career, that maybe it, you know, you weren't aware of all the things you did significantly in baseball. Anything about any of your stats that surprised you?
Well, I think the home run total did kind of surprise me because I wasn't a home run hitter. I didn't try to hit home runs, but I wound up with 475, so that kind of surprised me.
Yeah. Also, when you think about this stat ball, I think it's very, very unique because your signature is right on the sweet spot, and then, of course, it has your stats around it. You've been involved with collectibles many times over. Is this something that you find very unique? Is that why you got involved with it?
Well, it's a very good item. It's a very good memorabilia to have this particular ball, and it has the highlights of all our stats on there. So it's a great ball.
Let me ask you something. You mentioned about the 475 home runs. That's an impressive number as well because of the ballparks that you played in. I think of Forbes Field, where it was probably, what, about a $7 cab ride to get out of center field?
It was. Well, you know, back in our day, we didn't talk about or bring up anything about the 500 home runs. Specifically, everybody talked more about getting 3,000 hits. So hitting 500 home runs is you must have a long career and hit the long ball for years and years. So it's one of the great numbers in baseball, 500 home runs.
Can you talk about some of the distinctive parks that you played in? Because they did have very distinctive personalities. I mentioned about Forbes Field. Also, I mean, if you go back into the 40s and you think about the Polo Grounds, you think also about Ebbets Field. They each had their own distinctive personalities, did they not?
Yes, they were all great ballparks, you know, and they were a lot smaller than the big parks today, and you could see your friends at the ball game, you know, but each park had something special, like the Boston Red Sox has the Green Monster, you know, and of course St. Louis. I like to hit in St. Louis. Had a shorter right field, but. Talking about parks is this. You got to hit according to the park you're playing in. If you have a long right field, I didn't try to hit the ball too many times over that direction. So it's very important as a hitter to hit according to the park you're playing in.
What was your philosophy for hitting?
My philosophy was this. I always said you must relax, concentrate, and don't hit the ball at center field.
Was that because of the plethoras of great center fielders that were in the National League at that time?
Well, that's true, because that center fielder, we had some great center fielders. They had the best hands and the best legs, and they could catch anything out there, so I kept away from center.
Well, you're going to appreciate this comment from one of those great center fielders, Willie Mays. I asked him about his hitting philosophy, and here's what Willie told me.
I didn't have one. You see the ball, you hit it. My key to hitting, I think, was knowing the pitches. I don't think I was the best hitter. I was among the best hitters, but I wasn't the best hitter. Stan Musial, I think Joe was a good hitter. Ted Williams was, to me, the best hitter that I played against. But Hank was in the league, too. They also had Eddie Mathew. We had a lot of good hitters when I played. So it wasn't just myself hitting. It was just a matter of trying to put the ball in play all the time and hustling down to first base. I didn't have a philosophy of trying to hit. And I think, again, when you go up there trying to be too smart, I don't think you're going to hit.
Yeah, I think he's right about that, Stan. You can overthink the thing and then not have success, can't you?
Well, that's what Yogi Berra said. How can you think and hit?
And that seems appropriate for Yogi, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, Willie was a great ball player, great asset for baseball. He had a long career, and it was always a pleasure playing against Willie.
I also got the feeling that when you played, Stan, that there were so many good ball players, the competitiveness of it really kind of pushed each other, that there was a there was a pride factor that came into play when you play against the likes of all the players that he mentioned and yourself and everything. Am I correct in that assumption?
Well, they say that the 50s and the 40s and 50s were the golden years. You know, we had a lot of great ball players, and I remember I came up in the early 40s. I competed against the guys who were playing in the 30s. And I retired in the 60s, and of course I was playing against the guys who were going to play in the 70s. So I had a long span of time playing time against these players during that period. We had a lot of great players and a lot of great pitchers.
Stan, when you take a look at how much time did you spend in the minor leagues?
Well, I was down there about 2.5 years.
And the reason I ask that, do you think that the players that are rushed to the major leagues today are not as fundamentally sound as, say, you were and the players of your time?
Well, I would think so, yes. They don't get the basic training. Some of our players spent 2, 3, 4 years in AAA, whereas today with so many teams, they're rushing these fellas. They're learning how to play baseball. In the majors, whereas years ago, we did that in the minors.
You mentioned about the 475 home runs, Stan. When you see the way the balls are flying out of the stadiums today, does that kind of cheapen the meaning of a home run as compared to when you were hitting them?
Well, I would say that in our day, home run hitters hit home runs. Today, everybody hits home runs. So.
Do you make a distinction between the average home run hitter and somebody like a Mark McGwire who really just does muscle up? When you watch him play, when you watch him hit, break down his hitting for me.
Well, Mark has, for a slugger, Mark has, he knows the strike zone. And he can hit the ball out of any field. And he has a lot of power, and he's a natural home run hitter. And when Mark McGwire swings, it's a potential home run.
Did the 70 home runs that he hit even surprise you?
Well, no question about it. That's a lot of home runs. That's 61 was the record for a long, long time. And, of course, hitting 70, why, it was phenomenal. Mark is a great guy, and he's a great credit to baseball.
Let me share with you his comment about his hitting philosophy, and it really does echo the same comment and philosophy of Willie Mays. Here's what he told us, Stan.
See and hit it. See and hit it. I mean, this game is difficult as is, and you have to keep it as simple as possible. And I revert back when I first started playing baseball at 8 years old. What do? You get a bat in your hands, the guy's throwing the ball, and you see it, and you try to hit it, you know. And you can't keep this game complicated. I know a lot of young hitters out there thinking about their hands, their feet, their head, whatever they do. When you're thinking about those things, you're not concentrating on using your eyes, seeing and hitting it. That's it.
I guess it is just that simple for him, isn't it, Stan?
Yes, Mark has a short swing, and he said it. He said it all.
Also, when you watch the way he stands in the box and the way he prepares to hit the baseball, that tells me an awful lot. His concentration is about as intense as I've ever seen any batter's. Is that also part of his secret of success?
Well, no question about it. You got to concentrate at the plate, and every appearance at the plate is important. And so he can really concentrate, and that's a great asset in baseball.
Stan, before we let you go, I want to share with you another great moment in your career. This one called by Joe Graziola. It's when you tied Mel Ott for the all-time lead in RBIs in the National League, and that was back in 1962, and here's Joe's call.
The 1-1 pitch by Williamson Musial. Swung on, line drive. Over fast is Tommy Davis. He can't get it. Here comes Javier. He comes in to score. Into second base goes Musial as White stops at third. Tommy Davis got a glove on that ball. It's a double for Musial, and he drives in the big RBI.
Do you still get kind of a smile on your face when you hear those type of highlights about your great career, Stan?
Well, it does because, through the years, we loved baseball and played it for a lot of years. I follow it. I follow it nowadays very closely on television, and it's a great game, and we all love it.
Stan, I'll never forget the night that you came out and spent some time with us on Sports Byline when we came to St. Louis. It was one of those times I cherish. Continued good health to you.
All right, Don. Thank you, and nice talking to all your fans.
Thank you. Stan Musial, the Hall of Fame baseball player, spending a little bit of time with us and you on Sports Byline.